As many of you in Toronto, Southern Ontario, Canada, the world, grew up, this guy, icon, and you know, you can use the word icon, hyperbole is one of my favorite words because people just throw stuff around. He's a legend. He's an icon. Well, guess what? We actually have one on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, Hulk Hogan joins us. Hulk, how are you today? Thanks for doing this.
What's up, Joey Mania? Hey, brother, I screwed up bad. You know, I didn't know I was supposed to call in at 8:45. I thought it was any time between 8:45 and 9. I got hooked watching Oprah here in the hotel room because Drew Barrymore was on the TV, and they were interviewing Drew Barrymore, and I had to watch it because my ex-wife always told me I was in love with Drew Barrymore. So I had to watch this kid on TV and see what she's talking about. I just don't get it, brother.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, we have to say that Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, there should be an embargo on them ever making a movie again together. That we just call the cops if that happens, okay?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I love her movies, and I love Adam Sandler. And I'm saying it's not that I don't get it. It's just, you know, it's just that Drew Barrymore, you know, is kind of like laid back, and Hulk Hogan's a little over the top, even in my real life. I'm pretty aggressive, you know, with the weightlifting and the beach and the boats and stuff. So she's just so laid back. I just didn't get the connection. I didn't know. It's somebody that I've never met. I've had so many arguments over somebody I've never met with my ex-wife because my ex-wife told me I was in love with her. I just couldn't figure it out, but I had to watch it. So that's why I was late calling.
Okay, so listen, Hulk, let me ask you a question. Your ex-wife says you were in love with Drew Barrymore. How did that come about? What, just like a rant?
She said I was in love with Pam Anderson. She said I was in love with Brutus. She said I was in love with Vince. She said I was in love with everybody.
So basically, your wife was jealous.
I don't know what it was, bro. I think I can't figure it out. It doesn't matter now, bro. I'm free. I'm cool.
How long have you been free and cool? I mean, you were always cool, but how long have you been free?
Well, I got divorced about 7 years ago, and I met this special lady about 4 years ago, and we got hooked up. But she loves wrestling. She lets me do what I want to do, and it's all positive stuff, so everything's cool. I was just trying to explain to you. I'm sorry I was late calling.
Hulk, you don't have to explain, man. You know what? Listen, I actually, in a previous life when I worked at a big rock station here in town, I emceed WrestleMania 1990 at the Sky Dome with you and the Ultimate Warrior. And at that time, and to this day, I think on many levels, one of the greatest sports spectaculars of all time. That was just so over the top. Tell us about that time in your life and that match.
Did you miss the match against The Rock, brother, in the Sky Dome?
No, but I didn't MC it.
That was pretty intense, too. But no, the deal is here in Canada, there's always been this crazy love affair with Canada and Hulk Hogan, with Toronto and Hulk Hogan. I mean, even though my win-loss record isn't too good, lost to The Warrior, lost to The Rock, lost to Rob Ford arm wrestling, I don't have a good win-loss record here, but I'm still treated like the champion. And to tell you the truth, brother, I was watching some of Ford's shenanigans this morning on TV, you know, when I first got up and I was drinking coffee. I started thinking, I said, man, if I was a Canadian citizen, I could come up here. The country's so beautiful. The people are so nice to me. I said, I could run for mayor and take his spot, brother. It could be Mayor Hogan of Toronto.
So you're in town for the Fan Expo Canada, which is pretty much like the largest comic, sci-fi, horror, gaming event in Canada. I think it's like the third largest in North America at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. It's happening today at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and then Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You're there both days, and you can get tickets online, and it's like $149 for a premium package all the way down to a child pass, $10 with a free online coupon. So let me ask you a question. You get to do these things. You make these appearances. You seem like a guy that has an amazing affinity for your fans. You've always seemed to be a guy that cares about his fans.
Well, brother, the fans have been with me even when everything else went away. I mean, they've been with me through all the highs, and they're loyal to a fault, and they're just so nice to me. And, you know, some people on the airplanes and when I'm at the hotel, they say, oh, don't you get tired of this? Don't you get tired of people bum-rushing you and attacking you and asking for pictures and autographs? And I said, no, I thank God it's still happening. Are you kidding me? You know, and the fans have been so loyal, especially the ones here in Toronto. I mean, they've just been so loyal through thick and thin. Even when all the chips were down, and I kind of bottomed out about 5 or 6 years ago. The fans were still there. They were still saying, hey, we love you, Hulk, and we're with you no matter what, or we don't care what people say, man, we're on your team. So the fans have always been there, but it's just something like when it first started happening like 25 years ago, I didn't get it, and then I got used to it, the fans, you know, being real aggressive and being really nice. And then, like I said, at this point in my career, 35 years later, I'm still grateful. I'm just happy it's still happening, but it's like more intense than ever. Okay. Because, you know, after doing the reality show with my family, the fans thought, well, he's more than just a wrestler. He's a dad, he's a father, he's a husband. And then now that I'm back on TV with the WWE again and I'm back in the spotlight, even the really young kids, they come up to me and they go, they're like 4 and 5 years old, they go, Hulk Hogan, you're my favorite wrestler. I go, dude, you weren't even old enough to watch me wrestle. They go, oh, we watched it on the WWE Network or we watched it on YouTube. So it's really cool, man. The fans have always been there, and it's just they're, like, very special, brother.
At Hulk Hogan on Twitter, look, you bring up something that you said you bottomed out 5 or 6 years ago, and look, we just lost Robin Williams, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And you're in the thing with the – look, everybody – goes through and it's much more talked about now, but everyone goes through some sort of depression. Everyone goes through, you know, the trials and tribulations, the highs and low, and in a position like yours, your highs are extremely high, like very high, that most people will never experience in their life. And you look at someone like Robin Williams, who, you know, the comedians are famously guys, whether it's Freddie Prinze or whether it's John Belushi or whether it's John Candy, you know, guys that, who make millions of people laugh, and you've been in the position where you've brought millions of people highs and lows and joy. But then, you know, when you're alone and you're in the room by yourself and your marriage is, you know, has broken up and you've gone through a rough time, you experience those lows. You know, can you talk about your lows and what it was like and how you got you sound like you're doing well, you know, and how you got yourself back to where you are today?
No, everything's cool, bro. It's kind of like it's all like a timing thing, you know. Sometimes things happen and life's this crazy journey, you know, and you got to hang on for the ride because the train's leaving the destination and it's going to go all the way to the end, you know, one way or the other, whether you're happy or sad. And for me, you know, I had a crazy time where I was married 23 years. My ex-wife fell in love with a very young kid, which kind of, you know, knocked the wind out of my sails. My son got in a car wreck. He had to go to jail at 16 years old. They put him in an adult prison. I was so stressed out over all this craziness. My body kind of shut down because stress will cause disease or dis-ease in your body. And so, you know, all of a sudden, all at once, I had knee replacements, I had 9 back surgeries, and when they're cutting on you every couple months, it's hard to recover, you know, and between all the anesthesia and, you know, your body trying to recover, everything happened at once, and it was to the point where I said, man, if this is, you know, how it gets, or if this is where this is going to end up, well, you know, this isn't any fun. But, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I've always been real positive, you know, I've always just said, you know what, that whole trading prayers and vitamins thing was not a gimmick. No matter how crazy I was, no matter whatever I did, I always went back to that staying positive attitude. And sure enough, you know, like attracts like. What you think about, you know, you're going to attract yourself. I started thinking, man, things are going to get better and I'm going to get healthy. And it just turned around, you know. And like with the Robin Williams thing, you know, somebody asked me the other day that he, you know, like he said he would go into a deep depression when he'd have to go into character. And I said, well, for me, you know, that's not a problem because, you know, I don't overthink it. You know it's entertainment, whether you're doing a movie and you have to be a Navy SEAL or whether you're doing a movie and you have to be a serial killer. For me, it's a quick transition. I just didn't understand that people, when they go into character, you know, they kind of like live that gimmick. For me, it's like I can be talking to you, brother, and the next thing I'd say, well, let me tell you something, brother, the Fan 590 is going to be running wild at Fan Expo, brother. So I kind of like jump in and out of character without thinking too much about it. So I just bottomed out for a couple years, bro. It just took me, you know, bringing the nose up on this thing to realize how grateful and what a great life I had, and it wasn't over. I'm still here for a reason. You know, the career's taken off just like it did before. It's better than ever. And like I said, the fans are the glue, man. They're the ones that are saying, hey, man, we love you, man. You're not done yet. So it was just a short period. But I get Robin Williams, you know, not having that, you know, if he secluded himself or if he just stayed in the house. But that's not me, brother. I'm always out running around, you know, walking around at restaurants or going different places. So I see people all the time, and people are always positive. They always bring me right back up, even if I have a moment of thinking, oh, man, I'm tired or I don't want to do this. As soon as I see a fan or a kid or something, they say, Hulk, you're the greatest or we love you. It brings you right back up. So I didn't – that depression thing never hit me like that, you know, and I just kind of nosedived for a minute, and then I pulled myself right back up.
Well, fans can talk to you in person. We're going to talk to you for a couple more minutes, but I want to make sure I get this in because, you know, you're one of those people that can have such a positive influence on your fans and people in general, man. You know, positive people are at times very difficult to find, but Hulk Hogan today and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., it's the Fan Expo Canada at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, North and South Buildings. And if you want to meet a positive person, Hulk Hogan would be one of the finest examples of that. And look, you touched on the reality show.
No, wait a minute, brother. Tonight, I'm at Dave & Buster's, too, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're rocking tonight from 9 to 11 at Dave & Buster's, so that'll be cool. That'll be up close and personal with the fans.
So Dave & Buster's downtown, right?
Yeah, man, I can't think of the name. Hold on, I can leave the name of the town real quick, but just keep rolling.
So, like, the next thing that I wanted to talk about with Hulk was the Hogan Knows Best TV show, right?
That he called Vaughn.
Okay, so you're going to be at Dave & Buster's in Vaughn. It's actually near where I stay and near my dad's house, so I'll come by and say hi tonight.
I love it.
The Hogan Knows Best TV show, I got to ask you before we let you go. You know, I asked this question to Sharon Osbourne. We had her on the show, and she said that when they had the Osbournes TV show, it was kind of like they put it on. They had no idea what it was going to do, and it changed their lives beyond belief. They couldn't go anywhere. The reality genre does something to people that makes them crazy when they meet you. Talk about Hogan Knows Best and what happened to you and your family when that show aired.
Well, you know, my daughter has been doing music, you know, since she's 14 years old. She's actually a songwriter in Nashville right now. She's got a album release party on the 29th in Nashville in September. I'm all excited to go up there for her party. But, you know, we did a one-hour special on VH1 called Hulk Hogan Stage Dad. And it was the one-hour special was called Inside Out. And VH1 had several one-hour specials. And we did this one-hour special, and it was the highest-rated one they ever had. So VH1 came back to me, and they wanted more programming. They said, hey, what do you think about doing a reality show? So I sat down with my wife and my two kids, my ex-wife and my two kids, and I said, hey, do you guys want to do a reality show? And let me tell you, the downside is all the stuff you see happening to me, no privacy, can't go anywhere, people always talking to you, wanting questions, pictures, there'd be no privacy. Is this what you guys want to do? They all raised their hand. Let's do it. The reason I did the show was I was hoping that my marriage was already, falling apart before the show started. I was hoping that if we all got busy and we all had jobs, which some people never had a job, I was hoping that maybe that would give everybody a feeling of self-worth and it would kind of like bond us together. But it didn't. It made things worse because, you know, if people aren't used to working 14 or 15-hour days, it's hard to throw them in that and expect performances and dedication. And so we did it because of that. But what it did was it kind of like helped and it hurt. It put my kids on the map, but it also hurt my daughter's music career because people thought, oh, she's just a reality star. She's not a real musician. And for my son, Nick, who's a really good boy, he'd be, doing his homework on the computer. And the producers would go, hey, Nick, go fill some water balloons up and throw them at the neighbors. So they made Nick's character kind of like a kid that stirred the pot, and that's not Nick. So, I really didn't know what I was getting into, but if we had to do it over again, we would. It was a good adventure along the journey, but it did change our lives, that's for sure.
And before we let you go, finally, look, a couple of things. At the end with the Ultimate Warrior, there was a little acrimony recently with his wife, Dana, accusing you of a bunch of stuff. What was your relationship with the Ultimate Warrior like? We know, look, he died at 54 years old, and you talk about all the bumps and bruises, and we've had professional football players on the show. We've had, professional hockey players, athletes of all kinds, and agents. I've talked to sports agents about, walking into dressing rooms because now everything is so much more transparent, right? And with social media and the digital age, everyone wants to know everything. There's a lot more information out there. But you hear the stories of, you know, the old adage of the show must go on. So if Hulk Hogan's hurting and he's in pain, just give him something to get him to perform. You know, what was it like in the WWE? Was that era like? Because you sound like a guy that has his wits totally about him. But when, you know, look at some of these football players and you look what happened with the Ultimate Warrior. There's a price to be paid at times for this kind of fame and for the things that you've gone through.
Well, I mean, everybody steers their own ship, you know. You can't put this on the WWE. WWE, you know, gives you a huge opportunity for greatness, to create a great career and to create a great revenue stream for your family. And depending how hard you work, how talented you are, and how healthy you are, the sky's the limit. So, you know, you can't put it on the WWE because it's a great place that provides a huge opportunity for these athletes. My relationship with the Warrior was always cool, brother. I mean, we hung out. We did a lot of stuff together. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw him before WrestleMania, he was at my house. He'd flown with me. I had a plane when I was working with Ted Turner in WCW. He came home and to my house. He hung out at the pool with my kids. He stayed at the house 2 or 3 days. Fast forward, I don't see him for 15 years. All this crazy stuff goes on the internet that, you know, he was saying about me and Kevin Nash and Vince McMahon and Triple H and just all kind of crazy stuff. And we go to WrestleMania, and I'm dying to see this guy because my life's changed. I'm positive. I'm happy. I just want to shake his hand and say, hey, brother, I love you. And whatever I did to cause any turbulence, and I'm not sure what that was, I apologize for it, but can we start over and regroup? And I went to New Orleans for WrestleMania, and they told me I wasn't allowed to talk to him. They said, we want the Warrior to have a great weekend with the Hall of Fame and WrestleMania, and, you know, we don't want you to talk with him. So he was staying at a house outside of town somewhere. The rest of us were staying at a hotel. And so I was going to honor, you know, the WWE's wishes. And the first night at the Hall of Fame, they sat me right in the front row in the very middle, which was very uncomfortable. And, you know, the Warrior did his speech, and he was sweating a lot. The next night at WrestleMania, the Superdome is such a big building. It's about 10 miles around if you ride a circle in a golf cart. It feels like maybe it's only two, but it's a huge building. And as I had to go do an interview, I was on the golf cart with my son, and somebody was driving, and we rode down the hall, and he goes, stop, stop, stop. You know, the Ultimate Warrior was standing there in his three-piece suit, and he was sweaty, and I think he had his eyes closed. He was trying to remember what he was ever trying to remember. And I jumped off the golf cart, and against the WWE's wishes, I went up and talked to him. I said, hey, brother, you know, whatever I did, I apologize for. I love you, man. I'd love to be friends with you. I'd love to do business, whatever. But I just want to let you know, on my side, I'm cool. I love you, man. And whatever went down, I want to end it. And little did I know that WWE had a camera following the Warrior around. And, you know, he accepted my apology. He apologized, too. You know, he had said a bunch of stuff that wasn't true. And we were cool. And then a couple days later, he passed away, and I was so happy that I got to talk to him, you know. I really was so glad. If I didn't stop and talk to him, I probably would have never, you know, I'd have regretted it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what life's about. And if you don't have those moments where you make amends and you talk to people and you get it off your chest, then, you know, you have to live with that regret. And thanks for sharing that story, Hulk. It's greatly appreciated. And once again, if you want to say hi to Hulk Hogan, he's at Dave and Buster's.
But, you know, as far as the Warrior's wife, I don't know his wife.
Sure.
And I just met him and his wife and his kids at WrestleMania. And, you know, I saw the blog or the statement that she made. I didn't understand it because as soon as I was on the road and as soon as he passed away, you know, I called the people that are locally in Florida. I said, get the address from the office and flowers and our condolences. You know, just, you know, make sure that, you know, all this stuff's taken care of. Send, you know, flowers to wherever they're having the wake. I mean, I was on it, and I thought we were cool, and then all of a sudden I see a month later or so, I saw what you saw. You know, she had something to say about me. My first thought was, you know, there's so many fake Hulk Hogan accounts. Maybe I thought it was a negative fan that might be doing something. So I never had confirmation if it was really her or wasn't her, but, you know, I've said nothing but positive things about Jim ever since. Everything I've talked about has always been like what we just talked about, telling the truth of what happened when I get to see him. And so I just didn't understand it, and I didn't acknowledge it, and I just can't imagine that, you know, she would pass any type of negativity on or lead by that type of example with those beautiful kids she's got. So I just wrote it off as maybe someone was goofing or spoofing or not. It wasn't really her, so I didn't even acknowledge it. Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks again for doing this. Greatly appreciated. Fan Expo Canada. You can check out Hulk Hogan also tonight at Dave & Buster's in Vaughan, but also at the Fan Expo at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. That is happening today from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and tomorrow 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can get tickets on site. Hulk, thanks a lot for doing this, and hang on the line. I know the producers want to say a quick hello to you, but thanks again, and thanks for all the positive stories, and good luck with everything, man. It was really great to talk to you.
No, brother, I'm all excited about getting dressed and running over there in a few minutes, man. It'll be a great day, and I love being back in Canada. I got one question I got to ask you.
Yeah.
If I did live here, and I was a Canadian citizen, do you think I could beat Rob Ford?
Oh, no question.
Okay, because I didn't know if he's running again or if he's still popular.
Well,
he's
gone up in the polls. You know, John Tory's one of the other guys running, but Ford is a little bit up in the polls, astonishingly enough. But listen, if Hulk Hogan said he was running for mayor of Toronto, landslide.
Wow, man.
I'm going to take calls after we get off the air and ask listeners if they would vote for you for mayor over Rob Ford. That's actually a great topic. So what I'll do is we'll get it to your PR guy. We'll get the results to your PR guy. But thanks again for doing this, man.
So you might come by Dave & Buster's
tonight? Yeah, I'm gonna come by and say hi for sure. It's close
Let me know tonight. I'm dying to find out, brother.